Adam Schefter on with Pat McAfee. Setting significant playmaker watch in motion. Maybe turning it on its ear, or is it head? Which body part gets turned
things,
up?
You turn things on their ear.
So the head is upright, and then...
The ear is sideways, yeah. Like, so the ear, your ear to the ground, like okay. That, yeah.
That's what that means?
Yeah, I think
turned
when
it on its ear?
Yeah, I've always heard it used that way.
And it's meant as a literal ear, like what we hear with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then I've seen like them use turn the league on its head or turn the league upside down.
Right.
The guy
that's
comes
why
into the league.
That's why I'm a little bit confused as to which body part to go with here.
Is it interchangeable? Which one do you like better? The idea of turning a league on its head? I mean, at that point, then you're doing a handstand.
That sounds more aggressive. That sounds like it's a bigger deal than getting turned on an ear.
I think this is more ear appropriate, though.
What's going on with significant playmaker watch?
Yeah, I think this is an ears to the ground or ear to the ground thing, for sure.
Well, nothing's happened yet. But there is a little development in the last couple hours on this. And that's the rumor that the Steelers have talked to the Seahawks about DK Metcalf. On the heels of Doran saying maybe it's DJ Moore, the Bears receiver. And I think that was just him spitballing. Or do we know?
No, the tweet.
Is this the source that gives him the draft picks before everybody else?
No, I think.
Or is this just Doran's brain?
Yeah, I think to be fair to Doran here, he's not getting this from a source. He was, and he portrayed it this way. He was spitballing. This is a Mueller spitball adjacent thing.
Alex,
like when I go
Highsmith
for
Terry
Scary Terry. Yeah, okay. this is that kind of thing.
But the Metcalf thing is being reported by insiders, at least one that we know of.
And in Seattle, they have Smith and Jigba. And what,
Tyler Lockett
still hanging
strong.
Around for his 87th year there.
And Metcalf, I mean, he's great. He's really good against everybody, but he is always making plays against the Steelers.
He's a monster physically. I mean, he's a guy who's going to line up outside.
And he knows our quarterback.
It's going to be Jordan. Yes. They're bringing the band back together.
They're trying to recreate the 2019 Seahawks.
In the aggregate, yes.
Yeah. Well, how would you feel about Metcalf?
Well, I'm looking up the number.
Donnie, how would you feel
I'm
about
I'm looking
Metcalf?
Up the number first.
You've got like 9 hours of radio to fill tonight.
No, well, don't make him give away his take now. I'm ready for it. DK Metcalf's a monster.
Well, the audience turns
Steelers.
Over. And you've got to – how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? He's got a long show. He can get into a bunch of different things.
How do you eat
things.
An elephant?
Yeah, one bite at a time. That's the saying.
Never heard it in my life.
Have you ever heard that one, Donnie?
Nope.
Do you think I just made it up?
Yes.
Google it. See if it shows up.
All right. I'm gonna Google how do you eat an elephant.
Donnie, you have a take on Metcalf?
I mean, he's the new guy into the equation, but I mean, I don't have his stuff pulled up in front of me. But I mean, the dude is an absolute freak
like on
of
a
nature.
Deal. He's on a deal right now, Donnie, that pays him $13 million this year in terms of his base. His cap hit is 24.5. His cap hit goes up to 30 next year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. So you trade for DK Metcalf. Presumably, you want to bring DK Metcalf back on another deal after that because you got 2 years of him left right now. And you could also get out of it, I guess what, after next year, after this year, for $11.5 million in dead cap. That's on SpotTrack. I'm very annoyed to tell you, Donnie, that his elephant thing is real. I'm so mad right now.
How to eat an elephant?
There's only one way to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. Yeah. Attributed to notables ranging from St. Francis of Assisi to Desmond Tutu, the Bishop Desmond Tutu.
St. Francis was my confirmation name.
Big Frank. The fact that you were confirmed is startling.
Actually, I would be big time on Team DK Metcalf. You know why? The dude loves candy. He'd be like me out of this jar. Out of the secretary.
Doesn't it
desk.
Make you
got
mad?
That from Marshawn Lynch.
In there.
Doesn't it make you mad that a guy can be like built like a brick, you know what house like him, one of the most physically imposing players in a league full of them, and he eats some of the most sugary, like unhealthy for you junk food known to man, but
so that,
it just doesn't matter.
Oh, we had a guy on our AAU team that would eat McDonald's before every game and was in great shape.
That kind of made me connect a couple of dots where you see the big fellas lose a lot of weight after their playing
and the
days,
receivers gain a lot of it.
And you see the skilled guys look like the big fellas.
I hope this guy doesn't hear this or it gets back to him, but I think we know of one Hall of Famer who's literally one of the greatest players ever to come out of this area who is looking a little paunchy.
Revis.
Yes.
Yep.
Darrell put on a bit of poundage after the career ended.
Yeah, I mean,
ended.
And then you see like Alan Faneca, Chris Hope
Alan
comes
Faneca
in here.
Alan Faneca runs marathons.
Yeah, I mean, those guys look like half of what they used to be. They pretty much are.
I would be on board with Metcalf because I think – hopefully you can re-sign DK Metcalf after 2 years of it. And the guy's skills are maybe a little bit redundant with Pickens, but you know what? I had a revelation here, and this doesn't just apply to DK Metcalf, Pony, but sometimes you come on the air and like detail an epiphany you had, and I'm going to detail one for you right now. I have actually been way too defeatist about this entire process.
Yes, you have been.
Whenever
we look at the Arthur Smith stat, no.
Well, just let me
receiver.
Get to my point. Now do you have to eat the elephant 20 bites at a time? Let me spool this out here for you. I have been defeatist about the Arthur Smith offense. I've been lukewarm on the idea of getting so and so. I think Metcalf, for the price, I probably like. I know there's a bunch of different things, the base, the signing, all that stuff. I kind of like Metcalf, weirdly enough, better than Ayuk in this situation, hypothetically. But I have been very lukewarm on the idea of doing anything other than trying to draft guys who develop into playmakers because of the Arthur Smith offense, because he hasn't figured out a way to feature two wide receivers really ever in his career as a play caller, whether it's been a head coach or otherwise. And you know what I realized when I was getting ready for the show today?
What did you realize, Malzahn?
So what? Figure it out.
Yep.
Your dad's a billionaire. You're not in danger of like losing your livelihood. You have no pressure on you. Figure it out. Bring somebody else in, put as many playmakers on this team as you possibly can, and tell the coordinator to figure it out. Tell the quarterback, whoever it is, to figure it out. Justin Fields is pretty spotty. I gave him a 4 out of 10 yesterday that he's going to become a great quarterback, but he put up big numbers with DJ Moore last year. That's a big-time receiver. Russell Wilson's on the back 9, maybe the back 5 of his career, back 4. He's won a Super Bowl. For all you could say about him, the man has thrown a lot of touchdowns and not a lot of interceptions. You are not paying a quarterback functionally anything. You are on a quarterback rookie deal despite having those two guys in the fold because they're both making such a small amount of money, combined even. So if this was a true rookie quarterback situation, if it was even Pickett was just still here and everything else had changed the same way it's changed, but Pickett was still the quarterback, I'd be saying, yes, load up on weapons. Do I believe in the quarterback? Not really, but you've got to try to load the deck in his favor as much as you can. So why wouldn't I say that right now?
I'm happy you finally got here. I'm still unsure as to why it took so long, but...
No, I say that about you all the time with other takes.
You could be tardiness on common sense here and everything else.
Donnie, he chose violence today. I don't know why he woke up and
you
chose
guys
violence,
thought
but
that
he did.
My axiom was something I just made up.
This is how I feel. This is how I felt the first day you said, Chris, you came on the air and said, I just don't think Kenny Pickett has it. This is how I felt. So clearly good. This is turnabout is fair play here.
I like DK Metcalf more than the San Francisco guys. I happen to like him a lot. Because he passes the eye test even better than both of those guys. And he's at least younger than Debo. And
he's same age as Debo, basically.
No, I think
he's
younger.
He's a year younger.
I think he's at least a year younger,
no,
Chris.
No, Debo's 28. He's 27.
I don't think he's 27.
It's going to be his age 27 season.
He'll turn 27 in December.
Okay, he's going to play most of the year at 26.
Well, then SpotTrack's lying because they call this his age 27 season. Whatever the case may be, you were saying.
We know that he's got a chemistry with Russell Wilson, and I don't think Russell Wilson is their long-term quarterback, but he's probably going to start the season. So you put those two guys together, and you have two, I would say, marvels athletically at wide receiver. If you have both of those guys, and in Metcalf, and this is true for the San Francisco guys too, but you also know that he's fine with sharing because he's had Tyler Lockett in the Seattle offense the entire time. So from his perspective, you don't worry about having him come here and butting heads and locking horns like horny Rams with George Pickens because he showed he can it coexist with
he
another really
good
wide receiver.
I mean, he wants the ball when things go bad. I've seen him on the sidelines. He gets I think he got ticked against the Steelers a little bit. If he doesn't get the ball, he gets mad.
He wears that pacifier mouthpiece, or he used to wear the pacifier mouth guard, which was funny because of how ripped he is and jacked he is.
Was that like meant to be an ironic bit that
probably
he was doing? I mean, I just think you have two guys, if you put Metcalf and Pickens on the outside, who have probably redundant skill sets, but DK Metcalf ran a 4.33 and has a 40-inch vertical and is going about 6'4", 235. So the question becomes, if you're the other team, who are you doubling on a given play?
Correct.
In theory. One of the other guys isn't going to be doubled in a passing situation. And if they're both doubled, guess who better be running free underneath and then make a huge play? Roman Wilson.
I mean, and he will. I've got a lot of confidence and belief in him. Not as much as that jabroni from NFL Network who
said
claimed
that
he was
going to
win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
but
Rhett Lewis.
Would you do this trade? This is completely hypothetical. No one's given this to me. Would you trade a 2025 second round pick and Nate? Wait.
Which Herbig do you want to trade?
Which Herbig's the edge rusher?
Nick.
Would you trade a second-round pick in Nick Herbig for DK Metcalf?
Yes. If I said I would trade Alex Highsmith straight up for
Donnie?
Scary Terry McLaurin, the answer is yes.
Yeah, second in Nick Herbig.
Yes. Go find another backup edge rusher. I like Nick Herbig. Nice player.
Seattle probably still wouldn't do that.
Okay. I would do it.
I know, but I...
Quickly.
Yes, so would I. But I'm just saying these things
all right,
out
they
loud.
They ask you to throw a fourth in there, too.
Yeah. Like, timing is interesting to me again. Like, they've got a new coach there. They still have Geno Smith. A new offensive coordinator because Waldron got blown out of there. Like, is it a situation where it comes to a head and a guy wants a fresh start someplace else? And even though the Steelers, we think, have struggled offensively for, and this hopefully would work in their favor, there are still guys that want to play for Mike Tomlin and want to be coached by him and want to be around him. And might DK Metcalf be one of those guys? So he thinks that the grass is greener here.
Well, he's played for a guy that's the closest analog to Tomlin in terms of player friendliness for the 5 years he's been in the NFL. Pete Carroll took his shirt off to try to have like a flexing, like a pose down with him.
Like, I'm looking this up now. Do DK Metcalf details current relationship with Russell Wilson? Let's see what it says here. After the trade, he said he was still talking to him, quote, probably every day.
So he gets along.
Yeah.
We don't
really talk much competition. It's more checking in with family, checking in on how each other's doing.
Well, that
you don't do
nice.
That if you don't like the person
buddies.
Genuinely.
Good buddies. Yeah, I would do it. I mean, I think there's a sort of, when you talk about like an Ayuk type of guy specifically, you know what Debo is. Ayuk, this great route runner, he's just a very good receiver. There is something about DK Metcalf, you just say, that guy is very big, that guy is very fast, that guy's highlight tape is insane. The most impressive play of his entire career is probably one where the ball got picked off and he ran down Buda Baker like a dad chasing a child in a parking lot. Yes, bring him in here. If you can make a trade for him, I would do
that. I happen to like Metcalf a lot. I really like him. I think you reunite him with Wilson, and you've got Metcalf and Pickens. They're a 7.5 win team right now on FanDuel.
Why do they keep setting it below 9-8?
You get a guy like Metcalf here, I think you're talking about the division again. I think you skyrocket up there, and I think you're right in the conversation with Cincinnati. And I would even put him a little bit ahead of Baltimore in that situation.
Well, I would feel like in Metcalf and Pickens on paper, they don't have the quarterback that Cincinnati has, but you'd look at Higgins and Chase and the fits that they gave, having Boyd as the third option there.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd look at Metcalf-Pickens physically and say it's the similar kind of problem you're presenting to another team.